People connect, families grow, lives exchange. People connect, families grow, lives exchange. Let's make some confessions before we get started. Shout, in the name of Jesus, good things are happening to me. Great things are on their way. And I believe that I'm healthy, I'm wealthy, I'm wise. And look at your neighbor and say, I'm good looking. You want to do a little attitude, be like, I'm good looking. Come on, even if it's a faith statement, say it. How many of y'all do feel good tonight? You sound good. You feeling good? Looking good? I love it. I love it. You know, today I want to talk to you a little bit about health, about nutrition, about the some essential oils. How many of y'all haven't heard much about essential oils? Raise your hand. It's kind of new to a lot of people. By the way, there's over 200 essential oils mentioned in the Bible. And then we're going to talk a little bit about green leafy food. And we're also going to talk about, you know, God's ability to do what you can't do. Number one, how many of y'all in here know some people that are really sick? They either have terminal disease or they have colon cancer, breast cancer, lung cancer. Come on, raise your hand. A lot of cancer. How many of y'all in here, you've got some issues of your own that you'd just rather learn to live without and you want to get better? Well, good. You know, a lot of times we are a product of our environment. I grew up in an environment that knew nothing about health. Now, they knew a lot about food, like good food, not as in good nutrition food, just like my aunt, who, by the way, subsequently died in her 50s. She would drive through White Castle, and if you're watching in Florida, you probably don't know anything about this, but there's little belly bombers in Missouri. You all know about those. White Castle. Then she would drive through Rally's in her little convertible with me, and it was there that she got her French fries because the French fries were the best there. And then she would go over, you know, to Ted Drew's or to Dairy Queen. She had a whole plethora of places that she frequented, and it was great, and it was awesome. And she was about 250 pounds, overweight, sick, diabetic, taking insulin shots actually in her stomach every day. Sugar diabetes, it would flare up at different times when I was hanging out with her. She's only my age, in her 40s, and it would get these big scabs all over her leg because she was diabetic. Now, I didn't know as, you know, 14, 15-year-old kid that this was not the way to live. I thought this was the way to live because if it feels good, come on, shout it. Do it. And if a little's good, a lot is better, right? And so I wore Husky jeans growing up. You don't know anything about that, but it was these jeans for fat boys. And I wore those. And I was sluggish. I didn't run a lot. I didn't feel good. And I didn't know I was sick, but I really was sick. Now, when I was about 15, I went to Israel, the Holy Land. And it was there that I had a kind of a weird experience. We had been walking for miles and miles, seeing all the various spots in the Holy Land, and it was a good time. And I started having this irregular heartbeat, crazy. I now actually, from talking to some doctors, I think I had some kind of heart arrhythmia, and it was scaring me. I thought, oh my gosh, I'm going to die here where Jesus died. I don't know if you heard about that, but a guy was on vacation, and it was his wife died on vacation in the Holy Land. And they said, hey, you know what? You know, let's just bury her here. And they didn't get along really well. And he said, or we could ship her back to America, but it's cheaper to bury her here. And he said, no, I want to ship her to America because I heard they resurrect from the dead here after 3 days. Okay. I forgot about that joke, but it worked well there. I'll be here all week, ladies and gentlemen. But true story, and I was there at the Wailing Wall with all these Jewish brothers and sisters, and they were praying, and I remember asking God, because I was fearful for my life. Something weird was happening. I asked God, God, will you help me? Will you heal me? And I felt this sensation come all over my body, and I knew right then and there I was healed. And, you know, I'm 45 now, and I've never had any of that arrhythmia again, any of that irregular heartbeat. And if God did it for me, he's going to do it for you. Come on, somebody ought to shout amen. So let's talk a minute about James 5, verse 14. They'll put it on the screen for you. If there's anyone sick among you, let him call for the elders of the church and let them pray over them, anointing them with oil in the name of the Lord Jesus. If there's any sick among you, let them call for the elders of the church, anointing them with oil. Everybody shout, oil. Oil. Now, we know oil is a type of the Holy Spirit, but there are oils that are used throughout the Bible, especially here. It says, if there's any sick among you, let them call for the elders of the church, anointing them with oil. We're getting ready to have a special anointing oil service at our church in Florida and here at Sunset Hills and our new Weldon Spring campus. We're going to anoint people with oil, and we are going to pray for God to heal them and touch them. But there is a significance in oils. Now, in the Bible, we know Genesis, in the beginning, God created man and woman. Isn't that right? In the beginning. And in the tree, and then in the garden, if you were to walk through there, there was this aromatherapy that was going on from all the oils and the nutrients in the trees, giving life and giving vitality. And it was then and there that they were eating of these trees, and they were squeezing the leaves and the limbs for essential oils that would bring healing to the body. Now, there was not a Burger King anywhere within a 20-mile radius of... There were no McDonald's. There were no... Come on, somebody ought to help me here. It's getting quiet. There were no drive-through restaurants. We were supposed to eat the things that come out of the ground that continue to produce health in our body. Now, we know in Psalms 23, it says, the Lord has prepared our table before us in the presence of our enemy. He's anointed our head with what? Oil. Shout it again. What?
Oil.
So I truly believe in the anointing of the Holy Spirit to anoint you with oil. But I also believe in and want you to study a little bit on your own time, because I don't have time to go into all of it. But there are a lot of oils naturally that you can actually use on your body and actually release them. Like oftentimes in our office, somebody will get sick. And the first thing Nicole does is she starts releasing in her office aromatherapy, or these, they're releasing, she's got this little kind of like bowl, and you plug it in, and it releases essential oils, and she's breathing in essentially what they were breathing in the Bible. Now, you and I are living in a society where we're breathing bad air, and we're drinking bad chlorinated water, and you and I have seen it through different projects that have been, you know, kind of released in America over the last few years, where certain people in certain towns have a higher density rate of cancer. Anybody heard of that? There's a town here in Missouri where it seems like, and I was eating dinner there last night, and the people at the table next to us, as we began to talk, they started talking about how almost everyone at the table had, what was that? MS. Then I thought, oh my gosh, yes, I'm drinking the water here in this little town where everybody has MS. And come to think about it, two or three of the people at our church that live in this town, they had MS. I'm thinking, I mean, not a rocket science, but I think there might be something in the water. Come on, somebody ought to shout amen to this. You have to be careful. The air that you breathe, the water that you drink, and the quote unquote, lightly use it, food that we eat, right? So we do live in America, and we eat a lot of bad food. So I want you to study a little bit. Google it. Go to the University of Google and find out about essential oils. My wife, sometimes if I'm laying in bed, you ever notice that sometimes when you get sick, it gets worse in the middle of the night? You go to cough. Anybody know what I'm talking about? And you're laying down, and you got to elevate yourself, and you're trying to sleep, but you're almost totally elevated. And she started using essential oils. She came in one night. She was coughing really bad a few weeks ago. She took oregano, right? Oregano and the eucalyptus. She started putting it on her fingers. She rubbed it on her chest. 5 minutes later, she stopped coughing. She was fine for about three or four hours later. The aroma was gone. That was gone. She got up. She put it back on. She slept the rest of the night. You remember in the Bible that Jesus, there was this huge controversy because there was this woman who broke these essential oils over Jesus' feet. Remember that? And she washed his feet with oil, and she dried it with her hair. Now, we know that Judas, the guy who's stealing out of the bag, he said, why don't you sell this expensive oil and give it to the poor? We know that he didn't really want to sell the expensive oil and give it to the poor. He wanted to steal the money and do what he was doing with the money, right? So you have to also be careful where greed is concerned. You might be saying right now, well, you know, it's okay to eat this. It's okay to eat that. Listen, sometimes greed causes people to genetically modify food. So therefore, we're eating, in fact, I'll tell you this. I was in the islands. Some of you guys in South Florida will get this, just right off the coast of Florida, right? You got Bimini, and you got the Abacos, and you got Eleuthera, all that. I was in the Abacos, and I was pulling up in this boat with a guy who got saved, and he sold Happy Apples. So on the side of his
boat, it said Happy Apple. And it was an incredible boat. Never been on a boat like that. I'd been on a couple canoes in my life, but never a boat like this. And this was years and years ago. And when we pulled in, there was also a huge boat. It was bigger than his boat. This thing's probably 90 feet long. And it had a tomato on it. Then I realized then and there that I was in the wrong business, that we need to get into produce. Isn't that right? I was like, how you like those apples, okay? And so I looked and I started talking to the guy because there's only like 10 people at the harbor where we're at. I said, what's up with the tomato? He said, what's up with the apple? I told him about the apple. He told me about the a genetic modified tomato that he had invented, and it sounded great. Thought that's cool. But it's quite interesting when you start studying some of the genetically modified food and you realize that it's not food at all, that a chicken is not supposed to get huge in 7 days. Whatever they inject the chicken with is now ingested into our bodies, and then we're wondering why our bodies are producing growths and tumors and sickness. And we're eating genetically modified food that, yes, it turns a profit, just like Judas freaked out because of greed. Greed oftentimes can be traced back to some of the sickness that you have right now. Let's talk just a minute about greed in the area of pharmaceuticals. We can say all day long that the drug dealer selling crack on the corner is a bad guy, and I believe that is true. But maybe, perhaps, it's not the best thing in the world to think that we can prescribe medicine to everyone for an ailment that could be corrected through non-genetically modified food and green leafy items and breathing good air and drinking good water, right? So maybe greed. The money is the root of all evil, right? No. The love of money is the root of all evil. Money's neither good nor bad. It's the love of money. But the love of money oftentimes keeps us from enjoying a healthy life. You only have one life. And my aunt that I was telling you about, she knew where to get the best chicken. She knew where to get the best french fries. She had fun. She had a blast for 55 years, and then she died. She left my little cousin who had MS, who couldn't take care of herself. We had to help take care of her. She left my cousin, who was the same age as me at the same time. I'm telling you, the enemy comes to steal, to kill, and destroy, but Jesus came that you could have life, have it more abundantly, and he said, I came that you might have long life. Come on, somebody. So we need to look into maybe anointing our head with oil is also, perhaps, education. Jesus looked at that woman and said, she's preparing me for burial. And they smelled the sweet fragrance of essential oils being released in the air, as well as going into his feet. If you study a little bit about essential oils, too, that's one of the best places to put them. Also, I believe that anointing your feet also helps you to walk by faith and walk in divine health and walk in divine favor. So remember the scripture? The Bible says, my people perish for a lack of what? So what you don't know can kill you. What you do know can set you free. You know the truth, and the truth will what? Set you free. I want to challenge you today to do what some of the people at the church are doing. They're preparing for this special day of atonement. They're preparing for this special anointing service that we're getting ready to have, and they're starting to do this 10 glasses for 10 days. That means 10 glasses of water a day for 10 days. I promise you that your skin will begin to detox and you'll begin to feel vitality and you're going to lose weight because you're going to run to the bathroom every 10 minutes. How many of y'all are doing the 10 class challenge? I saw a woman a while ago at a restaurant we were out eating and she said, hey, Pastor Dave, my husband said not to bother you, but look, I have the Faith Church app. I'm like, oh, that's so cool. And then when I was leaving, I stopped to talk to her again. I love talking to people. Stop me anywhere, anytime. I love talking to people. And she also was drinking water, a huge glass of water. And she said, hey, 10 days. 10 glasses. And I'm like, honey, that's 12 glasses right there. You are winning right now. Give it up for that sweet lady. She's doing it. Now, I want to talk to you just a little bit about, we talked a little bit about anointing your head with oil. People perish for lack of knowledge. I want to talk to you about what I do. And here's what brought this on. Today, my friend, he called up. He's from, he watches online. He lives a long way away. And he said, hey, after lunch today, I got a request. He said, can you teach me how to make a green smoothie? Because my wife makes these green smoothies. And okay, I know it extends your life and it makes you feel better, but these things are so nasty, I would rather die. And so if you get the wrong person making the green smoothie, it is nasty. But I'm just going to show you real quick. There's no methodology to this. Dr. Frisella, would you come up here with me for a minute? I'll show you what I do. Now, this is no big... Yeah, go ahead. Bada bing. So what I do personally is I take this, this is, you know, the blender, obviously. Every day I do something crazy. One, we go to the store, and this we've got loads of these in our freezer, and this is frozen right now. I said frozen, and I immediately thought, Disney, do you want to build a snowman? Do you want to come and play? You know I got a daughter, right? So in here, I have some cut-up bananas, just a few. Got loads of rich, full of antioxidant berries in here. I've got cauliflower in here. I've got spinach in here. I've got all kinds of things, including wheatgrass. Now, this right here is a little chunk of wheatgrass that you can buy at Whole Foods or whatnot. You can obviously buy wheatgrass in the loose form and throw it in here. We do that sometimes, but it just gets loose and kind of sticky and stringy, and I don't like it. So I like it. It comes almost like in little trays, wheatgrass. Wheatgrass is a phenomenal killer of cancer. So every morning when I wake up, before my kids or my wife come downstairs, I put about a half a bag of this frozen paraphernalia right there, okay? Then, nasty. I'm going to let Doc talk in a minute about it. This is cod liver oil. Anybody ever heard about it? This stuff is nasty. Now, but you would have to eat 15 fish to get the amount of cod liver oil that I just put in here, which is masked by the taste of. I used to take it in a shot glass, but Nicole quit drinking, and we don't have shot glasses anymore. But I put a little bit of cod liver oil on the inside of there. Then this incredible aloe vera juice. This stuff is phenomenal. Remember, topically, you use it a lot of times to help with burns. If you put a little bit of this dope in there, right here, aloe vera juice, this helps cleanse all the ingredients out of your body. I believe you would call it what? Travel time?
Transit time.
Transit time. That means the stuff that goes in goes out, and it's smooth, and it's good. Most of the time, people are sick because it's been a long time. Transit, there's traffic, and it's backed up. That's going to help you, okay? Then apple cider vinegar. This stuff is phenomenal. This will also take a wart off of your finger, proving it, if you put it on there every day with a Band-Aid. I'll put just a little bit of that in there. Again, no methodology. There's a book called The Green Smoothie. Go to the University of Google, the Green Smoothie Lady. She's a friend. Pure lemon juice. Lemon juice helps alkaline the body. Like every day, I'll put about this much, actually, in a glass of water, put about that much in there, put it in a glass of water and drink it. It's huge on keeping your body, what, alkaline, right?
Yes.
Brewer's yeast. The reason I heard about this is one day I saw Doc in his office and his hair. This is not a wig. This isn't a toupee. This is real. I said, what does that? How did your hair, first of all, stay black? How do you have that much hair? And he's like, brewer's yeast. So I started putting it on there, and it was phenomenal. Nicole got hair on her chest. That was the only the problem with it. But it's pretty phenomenal. Then, this right here is perfect food, raw foods. You can get this anywhere. We're not selling any of this, by the way. You can go to Whole Foods or a natural health food store, perfect food. This is raw, organic, super food. Okay, me, it's got the little scooper in there. I don't use it. Again, I just start putting that in there, just like that. Boom. Everybody shout, perfect food.
Perfect food.
Then, acacia berry. Here it is, Monavit. Don't sell the stuff. I don't know who does. Nicole gets it on eBay, and I pour a bunch of that in there like that. Boom. Then, last but not least, I put in kefir, organic kefir. And it's important, too, by the way, that this stuff that you put in here, these greens, that these are organic, not sprayed with pesticides, because that's the last thing you want. Then I'll go in and I'll put about that much distilled water. Now, distilled water, I agree, the distilled water is not the best thing in the world because it gets rid of all the minerals. But personally, I don't like all the chlorine. When you buy a fish and you bring a fish home and they say to let the water sit while the chlorine goes away, are you going to kill the fish? To me, I thought, aren't I better than Mimo? I believe I ought to distill my water. Come on, give it up for Mimo, though. Mimo's good. Then, of course, last but not least, I throw in some protein powder, coconut water, pure coconut water. I'll mix just a little bit in there. I don't even know what that does, but electrolytes. Boom. Important to have electrolytes. And then, of course, there are several different powders that we put in there, acacia powders. All right. So, Doc, I want you to talk to us just a little bit about, here's what, I would put this on a blender now. Boom, it's cold, it's frozen. I make my kids drink it. I drink it. Talk to us about some of this.
Well, first off, if anybody's going to go through all that to get ready for the morning, he's the guy I want to follow. That's for sure. If any of you start any of these products, programs like this, the only thing I would suggest, this gentleman's been doing it for a lot of years, I've been doing it for a lot of years, just start with a small amount. Obviously, this can feed an army over here, you know, so take your time with these things. And another thing I want to mention, if Pastor would give me a moment, too, you know, the Lord created us, and we're in the Garden of Eden, and everything's cool. And then, as usual, man has a tendency to do what? Mess up. So we're out. But, you know, God made us perfect, and he fed us perfect. The nice thing is, everything that's in here is God's food. You have to start recognizing that the food that you eat is either going to feed you, which is caloric, and to make sure you get going, and that's why we get Hostess Twinkies and McDonald's that feeds us. We're not going to starve in the roads and so on. But then you want to look at nourishing yourself. He's nourishing himself, every cell in his body. Once it passed the tongue, which he's got a long way to go, but anyway, when he passes the tongue, now he's nourishing every cell in his body a certain way. And you have to recognize that you have the freedom of will to do something. Not everybody's going to be able to do what Pastor does. And starting out with the basics, you know, if you notice, Pastor mentioned water. I mean, distilled water, regular water, etc. You know, water is the main thing. Those folks of you who are doing the 10, I would suggest to add a little bit of lemon. Pastor, I would suggest to have a little lemon squirt, unless you have some kind of special medical problem. But add a little lemon to their water they're doing these 10 drinks with there.
Right. And I watch some people even like soda, diet soda, even regular soda. They will. How many of y'all seen people have a Quick Trip cup this big full of soda? Raise your hand. Don't point at anybody, but raise your hand. What you're doing, essentially, explain it to us. If I drink this much soda with aspartame in it, it increases the amount and the possibility for brain tumors through the roof. It also dumbs down our brain. A lot of times we're blaming things on Alzheimer's and other diseases, when in reality we're soaking our brains and our organs in stuff that was never intended for God. You know, God never intended us to run on that.
Correct.
So talk just a little bit about soda and putting the bad things versus water in our system.
Okay, when you're going to hydrate yourself in the morning, science is, you know, it's interesting about science. You know, us doctors and all the very smart folks, people a lot smarter than me, but I just happened to be in the classroom when they were talking, so I, just like you, you're absorbing information from somebody. And honestly, water is actually used a little bit different than just any other beverages. It actually goes straight through the system. All the other beverages you take, they go through a digestive process. So in the morning, you want to start hydrating yourself immediately. It's going to make a whole difference on your brain. When we did that iConnect, we have an iConnect. Those of you who don't participate in the iConnects, please check with the desk. There's so much information being given out from members of the church to us. I happen to be blessed to be one of them. I did on the health and the wellness. In the last class we did, we talked about the brain and the mind. And there was a study from Alabama. 2% dehydration of your brain decreases your cognitive ability, the ability to do things, 10%. That's a lot. So if you start realizing that when you hydrate right out of the box, that's a whole different aspect than running to get a big gulp like Pastor's talking about, where you got the soda that's carbon. Do you know if they take out the aspartame, if they take out half that stuff, you would burn your tongue. It's made out of phosphoric acid and so on. I'm not saying you can't have a treat in the movie. This is the 90%, 10% rule, where you can do 90% of the time, you're on the mark. If you want to have a little soda, it's not the end of the world. It's what you do every day, guys and girls. Got to make sure I keep myself unisex here. But honestly, the main thing is water. And as far as the sodas, all the chemicals in there, everybody knows that the chemicals does have an effect. Tumors, changing the brain ways the brain works, digestion. A lot of you have digestive issues, mainly is because you're drinking so much soda.
I got a friend of mine that told me, he was on, I forget what it was, but let's talk a minute too about, I love vitamins. You're not so much on vitamins. You're more into, what do you call this?
Food supplements.
Food supplements. So we'll talk about that in a minute. But my friend, he was taking something, he's like, got all these gas problems, gastrointestinal problems, and he's like, man, I got heartburn like crazy. And I forget the drug, but it was a prescribed drug that he was taking every day. And I was around this guy, and I started telling him about green smoothies. He took me up on the offer. He started figuring it out, looking on YouTube, and started taking it. Within 1 month, I saw him again, and he goes, would you believe, and he still had the medication. He's like, I would never, ever leave home without this stuff. And he's like, he travels all the time. He's a pilot. And he goes, I now actually carry a blender with me because I am so into bringing these natural nutrients into my world. But now he doesn't take any of the prescribed medicines, which were also causing a chain like a domino effect in his life, and it all went away based on giving your body the proper nutrients that it needs to be healthy. And
that's,
you said,
right,
go to the movies. I do love to go to the movies. And every time I go and I get that big, huge thing of popcorn, I love it, and it tastes good. And then you get that stuff, the salt, and you don't even close your ears. This is going to make you sick. And it's incredible. And then I'm loving it. And then after I eat it, it hits my system, and I start hearing. Anybody know what I'm talking about? Like, oh man, why did I do that? I swear I'm not going to do that again. And then I forget about the pain. It's like having kids, you know. And you go back and you do it again. But I'm with you on the balance of life. I believe it is a balance. I still eat because we have to eat out a lot. And then I travel a lot. I mean, we pastor here and in Florida. And so with that schedule, I think the only reason why I'm alive is through these natural supplements. So I'm not, again, not telling you not to go to the movies, not telling you not to eat, you know, food out, but you must at least balance. Does that make sense? At least do something like this every day.
This bottle that he's got here has a lot of minerals in it that helps neutralize acids in his body. Soda is an acidic thing. So you're putting it into your system, and then your system flips. Of course, it tastes good. We got that. But once it's past that stage, what is it doing to my big toe cell? You know, all of us got cells in our body, and they're waiting down here. Hey, I'm waiting for some stuff. And when you send them soda, they kind of fold up a little bit, and they flip out. And if they flip out enough, then they start to die. And if they flip out enough of them die, and then just develop what we call disease, just a lack of ease when it's out of bounds. I get cancer, you get diabetes, she gets heart attack. Those are all just diseases that we name. These things here may not be the best thing for you at this stage, but if you can start moving in that direction, you're going to have a wellness concept to your health pattern, and you can still have, you know, medicines. The medicine is man-made. It has its place. But you got to be God's nurse, man. God's doing the best. He's giving us all the answers. What's fascinating, in the old days when we got kicked out of the Garden of Eden, it was roots, berries, touching, praying, water, hydration, fasting. That's how we treated each other for health.
And walking. Nobody was driving.
Nobody's thumbing out the side. Anyway, so yeah, you moved around. We were active. And that's how people healed. You know, Hippocrates, the father of medicine, 460 B.C., you know how he healed people? He didn't call up nothing against the MRI people. He didn't call up the Athens MRI to get an MRI and sent you to Socrates Pharmacy to get the drug prescription. What he did is he analyzed your body with his hands. He treated your body with his hands. He prayed over these anointed oils that he's talking about. This is cool stuff. Many of these oils now are being researched by other countries very, very deeply. For instance, Australia. They're really big on this stuff. And they have an actual, you know how we have the FDA to monitor the pharmaceuticals? There is no FDA to monitor any of this stuff. That's why it always says FDA disclaimer. These things have been, because nobody spent any money to prove it. I don't have to prove something that made sense to me. What he's doing here makes a lot of sense. Now, maybe it's overkill for you, but heck, if you get up in the morning and have some vegetables with your protein. When I went to China and Japan, they don't get up and have Cheerios in the morning and Kellogg's Corn Flakes and run over to McDonald's. They're having fish and vegetables for breakfast. Ew, that's disgusting. What are you talking about? Look at them. They live the longest. They live the healthiest. You're telling me I'm going to not look at that? No, you just use common sense. You may not be able to do it now, but just 5 minutes, 10 minutes, half an hour, whatever we're doing here, it may change not only you, you got to think of what you're doing with your own family.
Right.
And that's where the whole image is in the Daniel, he talks about the vegetables and the water. You have to do all that. This is such a simple thing. A lot of us do it. Maybe it's a little too hard for you to do. Have an egg omelet. Just have more omelet, have less egg and more vegetable stuff in the omelet instead of the ham, the bacon, whatever, you know, the extra cheese, the extra fat. You can make all this stuff here, make it very consuming for you. You don't have to, you know.
And a lot of my friends, they go in there, like, my cholesterol is 200. The doctor said I'm going to die. I got to get on this prescription. It's 200. Mine's like 205. My doctor said, oh, you need to get on some medicine. You need to get to 180. When I talked to all my doctor friends, they're like, no. The FDA changed that, and they changed it from the 200s where you should be down to 150, so you'd have to take these drugs. And I know I sound like, you know, a conspiracy guy, but I'm just telling you that if you don't have to so much worry, I don't think, about your cholesterol as much when you're eating the good stuff that God put on the earth. In fact, my friend Dr. Ted Brewer is watching. Eggs every morning, your cholesterol is going to go up. But who made the chicken? God. Who made the egg? God. Who made the chicken nuggets? Pink Goo Man. Well, I'm going to go through McDonald's and hope I don't get sued by McDonald's. I'm going to go to McDonald's and get a salad. It doesn't really work that way. One, the salad is completely covered with pesticides. Two, they put so much dressing on it. It does say incredible, but you can almost like skip the salad and go ahead and have a Big Mac. I'm saying go home and make some stuff. Make organic chicken. Cut it up. Make it in a salad. Take it to work. Tomorrow, make chicken. Take it to work. Put some red sauce on it. Chicken, chicken, chicken. Fish, fish, fish. Okay, now let's jump on to something else because I know we got to go. I was getting sick all the time, right? Because, you know, a faster church, 10, 12,000 people, love to shake hands with people. So, how you doing, Petrus? Sorry, man, I've been home with the flu and I got Ebola, but it's going to be okay. Then I'm like, okay, all right, talk what I do. So what I do, too, is this is silver, okay? This is going to freak you out right now. But when I started taking silver, you can buy this anywhere, I would take the silver like this morning. Through my nose, down through there. Take a little bit of it, put about that much in a little glass of water. If you have the flu, if you're sick with a virus, I've tried this. People snot on me, oh gosh, I get, oh God. Have you ever not been sick, but other people were deathly sick and your belly acted up and you thought, oh God, I hope I don't get what they get? Here's your answer, silver. Tell them about that before we pray.
Colloidal silver has been used for centuries as an antiseptic. Now, you got to realize that these things here are manufactured, and some people take low dosages, some people high. What PASS is doing and demonstrating going through the mucous membranes is a great way to kill germs up there. He probably didn't mention this, but I'm sure one of his natural habits also is to clean the nasal passages. Because really, you're breathing about 16 to 20 breaths per minute, and there's a filtration system that's catching all the viruses and bacteria.
How many of y'all wash under your armpits? You wash under your armpits, okay? You do that? Half of you, that's good. How many glad the other people didn't raise their armpits to participate? Okay, well, you wash here, but you never wash here.
Right.
So you get to get a neti pot or something like that, put a little bit of salt in it,
yes.
Distilled water.
Yes.
You're cleaning out all this area where all this bacteria is. Okay, interrupted you. Keep going.
No, it's okay. And then the silver is a way to kill germs. Now, you can take it internally in small amounts also. It'll be safe. There's so many things that are out there to help folks that if you start researching and looking, and remember, it's all free will. You have to make the decision to make the move. You know, if you don't make the move, it's not going to happen. It doesn't, you know, happen by osmosis. And prayer is a very powerful form of a healing, and you're starting to realize that chemistry is an important form of healing, and then the physical activity is the third part of the wheel of health. So,
okay, so I want to pray for you. First of all, how many of y'all would say here and on television, Pastor, this stuff hit home, it makes a lot of sense. Raise your hand. I want to pray for you, and then I want to encourage you to get out to these two services. We're going to do a Tuesday night here, Wednesday night at the Weldon Spring, and then on November 20th at Ed Palm Beach. And our staff, our pastoral staff, and me and Nicole are going to bring oil, and we're going to anoint your head with oil. We read that in the scripture, right? If you're sick, call for the elders of the church. That's what we are. And we'll anoint them with oil. The Lord will save the sick and raise them up. We believe in the power of prayer. Maybe you're sitting there today and say, Pastor, I can't wait till, you know, in the middle of November. I'm sick right now. I don't know what to do. We're going to pray and ask God to do a miracle. Stretch your hand toward me right now.
People connect, families grow.